don't see anything wrong with the lights on stages. They even love it when the crowd gets loud, singing out God's praises. But every now and then, it can get a little complicated. So I remember when I was in that old church basement singing hallelujah. It's all I need.
What is up, our epic listeners? Welcome to another episode of Matt with Erlane and the Automotive Truth. I am Matt Pollard.
I am Erlane Pollard.
And here we go.
Hello, people.
What is going on, everyone?
We are here.
We are here. We are here. We are here.
In a spirit of worship. Matt's loving this song.
Yeah.
He's loving it.
Yeah, sorry. That's my jam.
Well, to God be the glory.
So what is up, everyone? We're back and better than ever.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
It's been an eventful weekend.
Yeah.
Went to the fights.
Yeah.
Wasn't as good as the first ones.
I hung out with Luna the Pit. We chilled out. All Saturday.
All Saturday. She went exploring. She drove by herself.
Yeah, I went exploring a little downtown Hutto and found some spots.
Yeah. Ice cream sandwiches. That's what she found. She found ice cream.
I found a Goodwill. Yeah.
There's like 80 of them around here.
I found one closer to us.
They're like Dunkin' Donuts out east.
Yeah. So, yeah, I went on a little adventure. Found a couple spots.
Like Dora. Dora the Explorer.
I sure did.
Erlane the Explorer.
Went exploring, found some gems, some little gems in our little town of Hutto.
I love Hutto.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Oh, man. So.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? So, we'll play a game?
Sure.
All right. I was thinking, I'm always thinking about things to add to the show just because I want to humor people. So I'm like, let's do overrated, underrated.
Okay.
Let's play.
Let's do it.
Let's do a quick thing. So, is coconut water?
So wait, what do I win? Do we win? Is there a score?
You can get sprinkles on your ice cream sandwich.
Okay. I'll take it.
All right. So coconut water, is it overrated or underrated?
Underrated.
You think so?
Absolutely. There's so many vitamins and
potassium
and potassium and electrolytes and all those goody goodies, especially for people like me that don't like to drink water.
Yeah.
People pray for me. I can't with water. Like if I have to drink it, of course I'm not gonna die of thirst, you know. But I'll drink it. I'll grab Matt's water every now and then while we're at church.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling a little thirsty, and and I'll drink his water.
I think it was like a big fad though back.
It was right? When it first came out. Yeah.
Now it's this pH leveled water. That's the thingamajiggy.
Well, I'm still drinking my coconut water.
Yeah, it's good. I like that other one, that pressed one.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
All right, the electric vehicle movement.
Electric vehicle movement.
Yes. They're pushing this electric automobile.
Overrated.
It's overrated.
Just because we're in the automotive business.
I know. It's going to crush it.
You know, that's we're always going to look at it that way.
You're right.
Yeah, people outside looking in may look at it differently, but because we know, we know the automotive truth.
That's right. And we're here. We're here.
What else?
Let's see. In-N-Out Burger. Is it underrated or overrated?
It's definitely underrated.
You think so? Yeah. I think it's overrated.
What? How dare you?
I think it's overrated.
Oh, my God. It's so good, people. Oh, my God. In-N-Out Burger. Shout out. Especially the protein style.
You can make checks payable to Matt with Erlane.
The protein style one. I love it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about the bread. Like, just the, it's good. Like, the meat is good. The beef is good.
Where's the beef?
Yeah, and the sauce that they put, it's legit. I like it. The fries, meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the
what's your favorite fries?
My favorite fries? McDonald's.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Me and the entire universe.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what keeps McDonald's in business.
Yeah.
Is the french fries.
And they got to be hot. Shout out to Sister Brown and Elijah Brown.
No salt. No salt. Can I get a packet of salt on the side, please?
Some salt. God. All right. What else?
Dispatching.
Oh, God. Well, I guess it. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that, honestly. How do you answer that, Matt Pollard?
It's overrated.
It's overrated? I don't know.
You don't need a dispatcher.
Well.
You need a rack.
Well.
You could put the odds on this side and the evens on that side.
You know, it's honestly, it all depends on who's leading. It all depends on the manager, on the, I think. It all depends on the leadership, really.
Chris Conn said it best.
What did he say?
He said, pay me $50,000 and I'll wedge your front door shut. So you have to walk around to the back every day. That's a dispatcher.
Chris. Wow.
Speaking of money, so I was talking to a
general manager. Finished the game? It was over just like that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm over it.
All right.
So I was talking to this GM and... they were talking about hiring budgets, like advertising for hiring.
Okay.
Not a budget to hire people. So I'm like, so what do you spend on hiring, like advertising for hiring? He's like $10,000 a month.
Oh.
I was like, man, that must be some rock star advertising for $10,000 a month. He's like, no, I just post on Indeed.
What?
Like for 10 grand?
What?
I said, dude, pay me 10 grand a month. I'll have every bay full. I'll have service managers and writers and porters. What do you need? Give me 10 grand a month.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, what does every, like, people say technicians
are so.
I
want to know who that is behind the scenes, by the way.
There's what do technicians have? Like, everybody's saying it's so hard to hire technicians.
Yeah.
They all have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Why are you not Facebook adding and Instagram ads and digital? Honey. I don't know.
We talk about that after the.
That's crazy to me.
Scenes.
I was like, "What? I'm in the wrong business. I need to start a marketing company to hire people." Mm.
Yeah.
That is crazy. So, what's on your mind today? Oh, rants.
Okay. Well, let's do it. I guess
rants.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What happened to our music thing?
Yeah, I think it's this button.
Rants. amateurs.
Yeah. Pray for us.
Yeah.
It hasn't even been a year yet.
Yeah. Wow.
And we're like top 200 on Apple.
Yeah, that's great. To God be the glory,
it's
Matt.
It's all God.
It's all God. All right, go ahead. You
first.
Go first.
No, you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So a friend of mine back east, he called me to rant to me. And I was like, what's going on? He's like, dude, I was looking for another job. I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to get into trouble.
Sure.
So he's like, you believe one of the bad word questions was if you're vaccinated? And if so, please upload your, I don't know what they get, maybe a piece of
the
paper or something.
A card, a little.
Yeah, they had to upload it.
That is crazy. That's insane.
Wow. Really? Like, this is where it's going?
This is the world we live in today, Matt Ballard. Yes,
the day I have to get vaccinated is the day I podcast for a living. Because I am not getting that. Sorry.
Oh, God. Wow. That's something.
Yeah,
that
but I was something. Just like, are you kidding me? Like, and I guarantee you, they start weeding out people who ain't.
Sure. That's the spirit of fear, my friend.
It is.
That's what that is, fear.
Yeah, I'm vaccinated with the blood of Jesus.
Hello. Come on, preach, sir.
That's Sunday.
So
if you want to see me, it's at Freedom Temple in Austin, Texas.
Come down to Freedom Temple.
On 290 West.
Come on down. Or you can watch us on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. You can do that too?
Sure, yeah.
And let me know how I did.
Freedom Temple.
Yours truly over here.
Pentecostal Church. Y'all pray for him. My rant. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Treating elderly, well, you know, I shouldn't even say this. This is kind of shameful to say that people would do this, but as a service advisor, as a customer service representative in whatever lane you're in, automotive, you know, at the Dunkin' Donuts, at the In-N-Out.
How about just a human being?
Yeah. Treating the elderly with respect, you know?
You should treat everyone with respect.
With every, yeah, but you know what it is I can, it's kind of like a scale thing, right? You know, elderly people, you have to have patience with them, just like anybody else, but you a little more patient with them. They're a little slower. They have, believe it or not, they have a lot more to say. They've lived a long time.
Yeah, I love talking to those people.
Yeah, me too.
That's why I want to go to the home with you. I want to talk to people.
I watched somebody the other day just kind of, it was kind of off the hook, off the cuff, disrespectful. I just didn't like it. They were kind of being a little demeaning. You know what I mean? Like, give the person time to talk.
Like,
you know,
belittling the person, like making him feel small.
Yeah, wow, yeah. He's an elderly gentleman, and he does know more than you. He's been living longer than
exactly.
you.
Exactly. He probably didn't know how to pull into the drive, but
exactly.
He's frustrated.
Exactly. He's frustrated. He's dealing with a vehicle that has tons of electronics in it. Right?
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of stuff that, you know, the salesman didn't sit down because he didn't have any patience.
I know, right?
To there's sit no down car, with
there's
him.
There's no cars to sell, but yet you still can't have an active right? delivery.
Right? That's crazy. You still can't pair the man's phone. I don't understand. But anyway, so I watched this person, you know, kind of talk down to this elderly person, and the management kind of had to come into the scene and do diffuse something, and diffuse and talk to the gentleman, because I think he was done with having the conversation with the individual, and I heard him say, you know, that person needs some customer service
skills
or training or something like that.
Probably training,
something to that effect, I don't like that. Listen, they've been living a long time, like I said. Respect your elders.
Yeah, absolutely.
Respect your elders. Your mama didn't teach you no manners. I mean, come on. That's one of the golden rules, man.
Unfortunately, they're probably doing what their mama taught them.
That's true, too. That's true. Listen, when one of these elderly people are kind of working your last nerve and you have no patience, just take a breath. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Take a breath, stand back, and think about you in a few years from now.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
In 10 years from now, and depending on how old you are, and in 5 years from now.
Or tomorrow.
Right. Because, you know, God's giving you the grace, if God gives you the grace to live that long.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, be nice. Be nice. Wow. Be. I mean, I got a soft spot for elderly people. You know me in the convalescent homes. You know, I love my elderly people.
I know. I want to go too, just to talk to them. Yeah. And I, you know, I want to ask them the regrets.
Like, yeah. Back home in Connecticut, we had a ministry of going to the convalescent homes and going over there and spending time with them and singing songs and reading the scriptures with them, and you know, and because the door was open, because one of our church mothers was in that convalescent home.
And Uncle Louie was in
there. Yeah, and Uncle Louie, yeah, one of our elders in the church.
I took care of.
Yeah, yeah, you sure did. Mm-hmm. When he came to church, you sure did help him in the bathroom.
He couldn't talk,
So be nice. Be nice. Be nice to everybody, but especially to the elders.
Yeah, you never know. They might tip you really well too.
So that's my rant of the day.
Wow. That could be a whole episode.
It could. Yeah. Let me calm down. I'm getting upset because I'm thinking about
it. Yeah, I know, right?
Not nice. All right, moving along. Come on, Matt, help me out.
Moving along. So because there was a situation, I wanted to bring it up. Like, dealers against dealers.
Okay.
So like, say a car comes into my store and we did a repair. And the car breaks down. It doesn't have to be the repair we did, but just breaks down in general. The car will go to, say, our lane store.
Yeah.
And then, I'm not saying this is what they do. I'm just saying this is what happens.
Right.
So they go to another dealership, and they'll be like, well, I had my car worked on at so-and-so's, you know, yesterday, the week, whatever.
Right.
And now it's doing this. And it's like, most of these stores, the first thing I want to do is bash the other dealer.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they suck, and they did that, and the tech did this, and look at this.
Yeah. It's not right. Because you know what? It's the customer's not even looking at
the situation.
They're not even looking at the fact that it's the individual place. They're looking at whatever your brand is.
Yes.
Right? So in our case, we work for Toyota, right?
Yeah.
So they're
in their mind, they're all the same.
Yeah, they're like, you're Toyota, period. That's
correct.
It.
Correct. That's all they care about.
They don't
fix my car.
Exactly. That's exactly. All they care about. And it's the same thing. We talked about a few episodes back about, you know, when they call in and the service advisor. It's the same thing. You know, we're the face of whatever it is that we're representing.
Yeah. Whatever you're company. Selling, whatever. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. I mean, there's a lot of places that people drive by to get to us, right? And I have that conversation with some of my customers. I'm gonna tell the truth. You know, I have they're like, ah, we went over here, and you know, and I said, well, you know, that's why we're so busy.
I know. So,
I mean, is that bashing? Is that bashing, Matt? That I say to them, that's why we're so busy. They pass two Toyota dealerships, and they and you all come to us. That's why it's
so. They didn't name the store.
I guess not.
We know exactly who they are. I guess not. But we're not saying anything.
Right.
I put in here, most dealerships are franchisees, so meaning, you know, under individual ownership.
Yeah.
And even some are owned by the same groups and still bash at each other.
Oh, that's true, too.
And I know, like, when I was at Lexus, we owned another Lexus store. And the relationship between those two stores, like, it was a boxing match.
Yeah.
It was like Greenwich versus Mount Kisco.
Yeah.
And that's and then we had an Infinity store, and we were great.
Yeah.
The relationship there was great. I'd go in there, use their alignment
they
machine.
They see you as competition. Yeah.
I guess when they have the same cars to us.
I guess. Hey, I wanted to ask you something. You're on this LinkedIn whatever that thing, social media, LinkedIn.
I don't even know what it is anymore. it's mess. Like
it's the Facebook of professionals, right? Of whatever business.
It's like business network. It was supposed to be like business networking. Yeah. Now it's like Facebook.
Yeah. There's drama going on.
There's all kinds of drama going on. I can't find the one I had. But I
wanted
found
you to
this,
read it. I
can't find it. There was this, it was actually a shop foreman bashing his service manager on here.
Oh my goodness. See?
And I responded on it. Nothing mean.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I posted it on Instagram.
Oh, yes, I saw that actually. Yes, sir, I did see that.
Hang on, let me pull it up. Don't worry, you all got time. I'm going to pull it up quick.
There's their... while you're pulling that up, how about we read a one of these worst cars of America?
Huh? Right, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, all right. So I've been studying my little book here that my friend gave me, The World's Worst Cars.
Hey, speaking friend. Hey, friend, I want some die-cast cars for the table here.
All right. They're supposed to be gifts, Matt. You don't ask for them.
Oh, I apologize.
So, let's see. I got a... in the past, we did a... British, right?
Yeah, the British car and then the Italian car.
And then the Italian car, yeah. Right?
What are we doing
I
today?
Have an American car.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a shocker.
It
in that
is
book.
An American car.
Which
and
one is it?
It is called the Chevrolet Corvair.
Ooh, I know
made
what that is.
Between 1961 and 1970.
I wasn't
right?
born.
Yep. So this...
it's a good looking car.
Yeah, it is a nice looking car. It definitely is. It is a very unsafe car.
It's very unsafe.
It's under design disasters, y'all. That's what it's under in my my table of contents here.
It says
it sure does. So I'll read to you really quickly, right?
It demonstrated a worrying amount of oversteer.
Come on, let me read my book. So it says if one bad review is enough to damage a car's reputation, a whole book about its faults is enough to kill it. And that's exactly what happened to the Chevy Corvair. The rear engine economy car was planned as General Motors' answer to budget models such as the VW. So it was the beef answer to the Volkswagen Beetle. It was nearly styled and good value for money, and like the Beetle, it was air cooled. But sadly, it wasn't properly engineered. If the tire pressures were all Get ready for
oh,
this, people.
Tire pressures.
If the tire pressures were at all wrong, it demonstrated a worrying amount of oversteer and a tendency to spin out of control.
Oh.
Whoa. At the merest provocation, its downfall came in 1966 when a gentleman here, I'm not going to name his name, don't know if he's alive yet, still alive, but I won't say his name, but he wrote a book highlighting the Corvair's fundamental balance problems. Some of his findings were a little unfair, but the damage was done. So he kind of like, he wrote, I guess, reviews on this vehicle. He scared the people away. It says, but let me see what he says. Some of his findings were a little unfair, but the damage was done, and the Corvair never shook off his tainted image.
Oh, wow.
This was also a little unfair, as immediately after publication of the gentleman's book, Chevrolet reworked the Corvair's rear suspension. The irony being that the later models were among the best handling cars of the day, thanks to the redevelopment, right? But the public, however, found this hard to believe and stayed away in droves. Oh, which, wow. That's too bad, you know?
It is a good looking car.
It is a nice car. But if those tire pressures are not... are not where they're supposed to be, you're going to lose control.
Well, that happens today.
True. But the oversteering, I don't know. Let me see. What else did I write over here about this gem of this American?
Gem of a car.
Yeah.
They probably fired that guy and then hired a new one. That's why the car got better.
The swing axle caused the rear wheels to tuck underneath if the tire pressures were wrong, and therefore it oversteered.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy, yeah.
I love this book.
American,
I love it. I hope you guys
made.
Are enjoying it. Leave a comment.
Yeah. Chevrolet Corvair.
Wow.
Yep. It demonstrated a worrying amount of oversteer is what the comment says.
Yeah, that's what I was reading. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. A little history of automotive truth.
Woo!
All right. You got your
thing
up? Go ahead. Uh-oh.
My phone closed. Luna's here, by the way, everyone.
Yes,
it says, Luna, dear toxic service manager, when you have a tech that puts in 10 hours a day, 6 days a week for over a year and a half, the last thing you should, cut it off, should do is take every opportunity to tear that tech down.
Man.
Know that your kind fell. I don't know what he meant to say there. That techs are a dime a dozen, dumb as dirt, but without us, I don't know what he's spelling here, but I think it's trying to say, without us, you're the one without a job. That's what he's trying to say here. So,
wow.
So he thinks technicians are dumb as dirt, and without us, you'll be the one without a job. To the service manager.
Wow.
So I don't know what happened
and
there.
He posted that.
He did. He posted it on LinkedIn.
The drama.
So it was up for an hour and there was 7 comments on it already.
Wow. Wow. Well, I'm speechless.
Yeah, that's crazy. I want to find the original post. But there's all kinds of stuff on there. There's actually a guest coming on, 2 guests coming on from LinkedIn. We reached out to them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
There was going to be 3-1 rescheduled.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's up with him. He hasn't responded back. But there's another guy, another service manager at a big... Chrysler Dodge Jeep store.
Yeah.
He's going to come on this Saturday, so you all probably won't hear for 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got some good stuff on there. He's talking about technicians, too.
All right.
So I reached out to him, and he was like, absolutely, I'll talk
awesome.
About it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
But, I'll find some little nuggets in there for everyone. Because there is some... stuff
it's
in
interesting.
There.
You know, I never even thought of LinkedIn that way. You know, I never even...
Yeah, I mean, neither. I just
thought of it as
did it.
Social media thing. But
I just did it for the show, and then I'm like, what is all
wow,
this?
Wow, interesting. More contact. Thank you very much.
Yes, exactly. We will take it.
We'll take it. We'll take it. We'll take it. Wanted to read one of our amazing
reviews.
Reviews, yeah. Before we...
Do you have it up?
I don't have it up. But I can get it.
Yeah, because my app wasn't opening.
Right.
You got it?
Yes. Shall I read it?
You shall.
Okay. So it's titled Awesome Podcast.
Oh.
By Expo Ho. Okay. Okay. So it says, no matter the industry, you could learn from these two. Thank you. Keep it up.
Exclamation point.
Topics that few people decide to talk about but are so important in our everyday work life. I love it.
Oh,
so thank you, Expo Ho.
We got you, Expo Ho.
Okay.
You should there's a message on there. You can click on it and you can actually voice message us.
Yeah.
You all should use that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll play your voice on the show.
and then we'll
answer the question. Please do it.
That would be great.
If you're wherever you listen, or just go to Anchor and there's a message. You just click on it and you just leave a message.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah.
And it would be so much fun. So
yeah,
do it, y'all.
Let's do it.
You can be anonymous. So you don't have to say who you are, you know?
Yeah.
It would be fun. It would be really fun.
Yo, what about all the staffing issues?
Staffing? Oh God, like everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere you go. People don't want to work.
Backordered parts, people don't want to go to work. Parts can't get this and can't even get a cup of coffee with.
It's crazy. The batteries. How did you have a shortage in batteries?
I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about that too. They were talking about shortages of Corolla batteries.
That's crazy, right? Well, we just got ours, our shipment yesterday. No, what's today? Today. What's today?
Really?
Today. We got the text saying, hey, you guys.
Every time he comes, the guy.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yo, can I get a Kyle Busch shirt?
Oh my God, Matt is there's no shame to his game, people.
You know you like Kyle Busch. With the manufacturer for our batteries is Interstate, so the Interstate guy delivers our batteries.
Okay.
So I'm always like, yo, you got a Kyle Busch shirt for me? You got a Kyle Busch? He's like. And then it used to be the Coca-Cola guy. I'd be like, oh, you part of the Coca-Cola racing family?
Oh, my goodness. Wherever he can get a free T-shirt, guys. And,
yes.
And he's got a collection of them.
That's all I wear. I ain't spending money.
Matt, let me ask you something. What does your place do about CKG paint repairs?
We send them to you.
No. Are you serious?
Yeah, we don't. What are we going to do? We got Bob's garage on the corner in Bastrop, Texas. What are we going to do?
That is it. You know, I'm going to call around and see who's doing these ZKG repairs. Because
poor little sister's stuck in this too, man.
Our body shop is booked with these repairs and others, of course, up until February of 2022.
Well, 10 grand, I'll get you some texts.
Because you guys are sending them our way.
Yeah, what am I going
to
do?
I mean,
the other two dealers, they drive by to go to you, ain't going to do it.
I love it. I love it. Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's you see, you learned something. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm it. Anyways, these ZKGs, people for you all that don't know what these ZKGs.
Pearl white paint.
Yeah, it's pearl white paint on Camrys and RAV4s and I don't know what other ones. I think they're Siennas, I think. Anyway,
I don't remember.
It's a recall.
I know it's Camry and RAVs.
The paint is peeling
it's
on some Toyotas.
It's not a recall. It's a warranty
extension.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. Warranty extension. They've increased the time and the mileage. Is it time?
Time and mileage. Yeah.
On paint repair.
Paint. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, my poor sister's stuck in this. She already had the roof done and the quarters done. Now the fenders and the hood are. Nobody wants to touch it.
Wow.
So you know what? She's texting me and she's like, I called this one. They don't want to do it. The first dealer that did it doesn't want to touch it and this and that. I said, call Middletown.
And?
They said, come down right now.
Oh, wow. You see, it all yep. It all depends on
he with the most text wins.
Yeah.
If you can come down right now, you got a customer for life.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap this up.
Well,
that was quick. That's quick. We still got two pages, so we'll just do that next week.
We have fun doing this, you guys, and we appreciate you so very much. We really thank God for you all that listen.
Listen, we do it for you.
We do. It's fun. We do it because it's fun. But it's such a great joy, you know, when you guys respond and when you do your
That's the best part when you're emailing leaving reviews
and comments and stuff. It's really a joy to us, you know, And always just remember to always acknowledge God in all your ways so he can direct your path. Because, Amen. You know, that's the way to go, you know.
Amen.
He is the way, the truth, and the light. That's
and
it.
And the light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Till next time, we out.
Bye.
Oh, thank you.